Here's a thought I'll title Glossy or Matte Surface. This seems to me not only a common question that every photographer has to answer, but they have to answer basically with every print they make, assuming that they make prints, and that printing with a single kind of paper for every image doesn't seem to be the best answer to me. That instead, there are some images that are better on glossy paper and some images that are going to be better on matte paper, yet it's so rarely discussed, which I find odd because it's such a fundamental decision we need to make with each and every print. Of course, having said that, there's no hard and fast rules, but here's my thoughts on making this critical choice. When do I choose glossy paper? When do I choose matte paper? Because the characteristics of the paper are so different, at least for me, I think they do have certain applications. For example, glossy paper tends to show more detail because the paper fiber itself, that is to say the content of the paper itself, doesn't interfere with the fine detail on the print as much as it does on a matte paper. So for highly detailed images, I tend to want to think in terms of gloss first. That doesn't mean I use glossy paper for every image that has fine detail, because lots of my images have fine detail, but sometimes I find matte papers to be better. Why? Well, for one reason, glossy papers have a tendency to print a blacker black, so that would seem to be a point in its favor. But because they're glossy, there's also reflections in those deep, dark shadows that can make the black seem, quite honestly, not as black. Intellectually, we might know that it's blacker than matte paper, and it certainly would measure blacker with a densitometer, but when you're trying to fight your way through the reflections in large areas of dark shadows in an image, that can be a real challenge. So for images that have large black areas, low-key images, I tend to want to use matte paper because the matte paper sort of drinks the light and you don't get the shiny reflections that you do with glossy paper. Another reason I specifically use matte paper is if I'm doing a chapbook, because matte paper can be folded and creased without breaking, where glossy papers tend to crack when you fold them. And so they're just not appropriate for doing a handmade artist book. Glossy paper might be better if it's on a print on the wall, but one thing to look out for there is the reflections that the matting and framing have due to the reflective nature of the glass or plexiglass or whatever you're using in the framing process. Sometimes I find glossy paper behind a reflective glass just gets so visually confusing that I much prefer using a matte paper behind glass, and then with that in mind, using coated glass so that there's no reflections at all. And again, you get that sense that the blacks in a matte paper are blacker when in fact they're actually not. They just feel blacker because of the lack of reflections. Another reason I use matte paper is because sometimes the paper texture itself adds an important component to the artwork, particularly if I want to do something like tear the edges of the paper so that they become a bit deckled. Oftentimes I'll use matte paper in something like a folio, not because I need the matte paper, but rather because it increases the sensual nature of looking at the images. When someone is viewing the images from a folio handheld up close, the sensuality of the matte paper can be an advantage. On the other hand, I'm using glossy paper in my newest project called Field Notes because I love the way that I can write on that glossy paper with a black pigment ink pen rather than trying to use a pencil, which doesn't work on glossy paper at all, but does work on matte paper. But in this case, I want that shiny sense because it holds the pigment ink so well. There are all kinds of reasons to choose glossy or matte surface for an individual image or for a project. But the one reason that seems to be the weakest reason to choose glossy or matte is because it's what you have on hand. I think it's an aesthetic decision that needs a little bit of attention. You don't have to lose sleep over it. But I would suggest that if you don't have a reason for using glossy or matte, you need to think a little more deeply. Because the more you think about the content and the purpose and how the image is going to be shown and exhibited, that'll generally lead you in one direction or the other without hesitation. Both papers have their virtues. Both papers have their weaknesses. But using either glossy or matte should be a purposeful decision based on what's best for that image or that project.